of the challenges that we face in families today is this whole issue of teamwork. It seems that many families emphasize the individuality of children. This child needs to develop his soccer skills. This child needs extra help on homework. This child has some expertise in music. And so children seem to be going all kinds of different directions. Parents are chauffeurs taking them here and there. And lost in all of that sometimes is this idea that the family is a team and that the family works together as a team.
When a family works together as a team, they can still highlight the individual characteristics of each child, but those are now contributing to the good of the whole. Instead of just focusing on what's good for each individual, we want to focus on what's good for the family. What can we accomplish together as we're working together? And that really does help children to understand what makes them special, what they can contribute, but it's all for the good of others.
This idea of individuality is really a Western concept, and most of us in the Western world emphasize individuality, whether it's coming to Christ as individuals or as trying to maximize the potential of each person. But in other cultures, there's a sense of community identity, and it's often the case that when someone comes to know Jesus Christ that the whole household becomes a Christian or the whole town become Christians just because that's what it means for them. Community is much more important. We see the whole emphasis on community in the Bible that way, that a whole household comes to Christ when the Philippian jailer came to know the Lord. We need to think in terms of teamwork in our homes.
And often as a family, if we're working together toward a goal, we're going to accomplish something more successfully than if it's just individuals doing their own thing. Together we can be caring for a neighbor. Together we can be planning a holiday celebration. Together we can be even working on the schedule and how is the week going to flow. So we want to be thinking of things that we can do together as a family to encourage participation of each of the children, help them work out their gifts in the context of a team.
Now, children often resist this concept. Maybe they're in the habit of just thinking about themselves, but the reality is that when we force the issue, which we need to do sometimes, yes, you need to come to the table and have dinner with everybody else, whether you feel hungry or not, or yes, we're all going to work together to accomplish a goal here of cleaning up the backyard before we're free to go today on Saturday. When we force children into that process, it teaches them some valuable lessons about life. So we want to encourage this idea of teamwork in the home.
I think it helps children also learn more about sharing. Everything is not your individual property always, but some things we enjoy as a family. These are family toys or they're family areas that we all contribute to keeping clean and keeping maintained, and we enjoy them together as a group. Those kind of group activities can be really helpful for the individual to deal with some of the personal selfishness.
When children learn how to be part of a team, they learn to give and take. They learn how to think about other people in the actual working out of the situation. I would encourage you to plan some kind of a activity or event, and you might even involve your team, your family, in the process of the planning. Let's plan together to accomplish a task in order to move forward. When the whole family's working together to do the planning, then often children are willing to be more cooperative as we're trying to help them move forward.
I think this helps too when we're working to accomplish a task together as a family. Maybe we're cleaning the garage or we're cleaning up the backyard, but then we can also have some fun times together. We all come in and have ice cream or a special game together. So looking for working together opportunities as well as playing together opportunities all contribute to the sense of team effort here. We're working to contribute to others, not just myself.
In our home, we call ourselves the Taransky team. And as our children growing up, they knew that we work hard and we celebrate together. So both are important. Teams don't just work. They also enjoy the celebration or the fun that comes as a result of working hard. So I would encourage you to have that kind of mentality. As children do that, they start thinking outside themselves. A very important change takes place in their own hearts as they start valuing other people and not just thinking about their own territory or their own needs. Now we're thinking about the benefit of the group. And it's not just thinking about other people. It's the benefit of the group, the reputation of the family. All of those things become more important to children when they learn how to work on a team.
And I think it encourages a sense of sacrifice even. As we see the benefit to the team, I'll sacrifice my needs in this situation to benefit where we're going as a family. So I think that's an important part of character development for our children as well.